Tadivo Manala from Rashi. Bas Kushi. So it's about six lines up. Okay. Bas Shaul. So it says Micha Bas Kushi. So she was the daughter of Shaul. So why is he referred to as Bas Kushi? Tikhsiv Aldibre Kush Ben Yamini, which the Hanul Shaul Kiramin Balam Megalchim. The more explains that was another name referring to Shaul. Or Micha B'Chachamim Dhabi Kitasevas Aldibre Taro. But they didn't consider it that she's doing something beyond the pale, which because it's Zman Kroma, it's more suggesting that this, at least in the Habermin, suggesting that this Brisa holds that it was not Zman Kroma, it was day and night and Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so it's a concept, it's a say, so one would be Chayiv. The wife Shayana ben Amitai, she was Elul Regel. The Morris says, these are mitzvahs Shaloi Hazman Groma. Alam mitzvah Tvilin Kol Shaw, Gamba Laila Gamba Shabbos. The Mafkas Chad, Havil Huzman Kuwa. If you take out either only day and not night, or only weekdays and not Shabbos, you're making it as a Man Kavua. So we see that it's always, Morris says, no. So maybe really they hold their pocket. We're going like a Biyosi, the Biyosi to come on. Noshim Samchus Rishus. Babu Gav Dachsiv, Dabri Abba Ni Yisrael, Bamartel Lehem, Odom Ki Yarkim Mekem. It says a person, Bnei Yisrael, it says, Dabri Abba Ni Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael. V'samach Le, V'samach Yodoy, and so Chazal Darshan, Bnei Yisrael Samchin, Mela Bnei Yisrael Samchus. The mitzvah of smicha only applies to the men, but Rashi says women can do it if they want. So you find that even mitzvahs which women are potter from, they have a right to do them. So over here also, even women are potter from tefillin, women have a right to wear tefillin. Okay. So the Marzer, so who's this Tana? We're back in the Gemara, the fifth line. So we're looking for this Tana which holds that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin. We haven't found them yet. The Marzer says it's this Tana. The Tanya, Hamoitzi Tfilin, Machnizin Zug Zug. The person finds Tfilin, so he brings them in wearing one pair at a time. And this Brisa says, Echad Ho'ish, Echad Ho'isha. Male or female, echad chadoshes v'echad yeshanes. Whether it's a man or a woman, whether they're new tefillin, whether they're old tefillin. So we point out new tefillin means tefillin which there's no indication from the ritzus they've ever been worn. And we could argue possibly that maybe they're not tefillin. There's something else. That they're a kameya in the shape of tefillin. But we're not concerned about that possibility. We assume they're probably tefillin. And so therefore, if they're tefillin, you could find a way to bring them in. Because they should not be left in Bizoy and out in the field. The chashash of this possibility was probably more probably, you know, they were tefillin the whole day. So one time a person took his tefillin in the field for whatever reason. He had to leave himself. They had to take the tefillin. Got left there, whatever. You know, the possibilities sound a little more logical, but chashash than the nowadays, you know.
Back to the new tefillin. What's the chance of having something not on that they weren't tefillin?
Well, we're going to see. The more going to talk about that. It's a good question. Okay, Dibur Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser bechadoshes umata biyeshanos. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The new ones, which there's a possibility of them being something else, so we're not going to allow you to put them on to bring them back. Bring them in. The whole disagreement between Remeir and Behuda is new ones versus old ones. Old ones versus new ones. But they both seem to agree that the woman can wear. To Shaminoa, which is I say Shloi Hazman Gromahu. It applies in Shabbos also. and it's not Zman Groma. Chometz Aseh shall ask, Einer Zman Groma, Noshim Chayabis, Women are Chayiv. This means we found the Tao which holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, it's a Meir and a Behuda. And where it says, no, it's the same question. V'dilma Sabala Kribyasi, Dharma Noshim Samechus Rishus. So maybe really they hold women are potter, but Noshim Samechus Rishus, like we said before, so they're allowed to. So therefore they're allowed to wear it. Okay. Morris says no. Lo sechol daitoch. That's not an option. You can't contemplate that possibility. Delo remeir sabala kurbiyasi. Delo rebihuda sabala kurbiyasi. Over here, once we have, as opposed to the price before, was a stam tana. We know who the tanoim over here are. We know it's remeir and rebihuda. We happen to know from other places. We're going to bring in a second that remeir and rebihuda do not hold like rebiyasi. So, if they don't hold like a Rebbeisi, so why are they saying women are wearing tefillin? Must they hold Shabbos Zman Tefillin? So we found our Tana which holds Shabbos Zman Tefillin, our Tanoim. How do we know that Remeir and Rebbeisi, Remeir and Rebbeinu do not hold like a Rebbeisi? Lawyer Meir Sobolo Rebbeisi did not. We have a mission in Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's a Stam Mishnah. And we have a Klal and Shas Stam Mishnah as the Remeir. The Stam Asisin is the Remeir. So it's a Stam Mishnah as the Remeir. And it says that Bezdin would not stop the children, the young men from blowing the shofar because there was we had Rosh Hashanah and the Mor says that in general other than for the purpose of a mitzvah you're not supposed to blow shofar. Shofar is considered an area which Chazal discouraged doing on Yom Tov, even Rosh Hashanah itself, unless it were the purpose of a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is saying a chiddush. So the chara for bishlam for male adults, it's a mitzvah. If a person who was a child, a boy who was a child who wants to blow, we say, you know what, we're not going to discourage you because, like Rashi says, there's a mitzvah chinuch for him. But we'd be medayik, the woman, we would stop. Since they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of shofar, then they can't do it. The more feels that according to Rabbi Yosi, nashim semchus rishus, the women have a right to undertake a chiyuv, so they would be allowed to blow the shofar also, because they're allowed to undertake a chiyuv. But the mayor says no. So Lord, so you see that hanashim achman v'stamasisin is a mayor, and it's not a mayor. Summation is Nasisin is Remeir, so we see Remeir holds not like Rebiosi. I just want to point out there's a Chiddush in Noshin Samchas Rishos. What's the Chiddush in Noshin Samchas Rishos? That's the Behemah is Hektish. And the Malach is that when a person is Samech, they put their whole weight on, they put their whole weight pressing down on the animal. So that's him, it's Me'ila. Right? That's him. It's a process of you're supporting yourself on the animal. You have no right to support yourself on the animal, which is hektish. You're being mishtamish behektish, which is also. But there's a mitzvah of smicha. So a person who's chayv in smicha, I understand. A person not chayv in smicha, what are you doing? So Rashi is saying a big chiddush. Rashi is saying that even though you're not chayiv, when you undertake it, you're allowed to. Someone who's potter is allowed to undertake the mitzvah. It's if they were chayiv and get the heterim of that also, right? So Zok Rav Yosi, even though we discourage blowing shofar on Yom Tov outside of the purpose of a mitzvah, a woman could do that because she could undertake the responsibility of blowing shofar with the kulas of that also, right? And Rav Yosi says, no, you can't do that. and it's something which is totally parav, but in terms of hate, you know, right? But it's not parav, except for the person that you're not supposed to be doing this. So you can't do that, right? So when it comes to Shabbos, I say, listen, you know, I like to undertake, you know, a woman says, you know, I like to undertake tefillin. You want to put on tefillin on a Tuesday, okay. But on Shabbos, the only person who can put on tefillin on Shabbos is somebody bets a Mashiach to the mitzvah. Otherwise, you're not allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. So, well, Moshim Shabbos, because we're Shos. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi would let you override undertake the mitzvah of tefillin, even on your potter, to the extent of wearing it on Shabbos, when really you shouldn't be wearing it on Shabbos. That's the more suggestions. The more says that's only Rabbi Yossi would allow such a thing. Rabbi Meir says not like that. That doesn't accept such a concept.
Well, but I mean, we just talked about the fact that so if to do smicha, there's a reason why not to do smicha. There's me'ila problem. So what's the problem with tefillin? On Shabbos, he says it's lavzman tefillin, meaning that it's like it's usher, or just
we're saying that for the woman. See, we're to go and say that why are you allowed to, the Tanakhama tells you only have to put one zug on a time. We said because Tanakhama holds that betzim that it's you're wearing a b'taris, the hetzer to wear it is not also takshet. You have to wear it because since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to wear it. Right? Otherwise, you're carrying on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So if you hold that you can put yourself into the mitzvah, so then I'm doing a mitzvah, so vayter, I'm allowed to wear them on Shabbos. But if you hold that you can't put yourself into a mitzvah in a situation where betzim, otherwise it's aser, so you're carrying on Shabbos. If you don't hold like your b'yosef. Okay. The Mor says, so where do you see Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like your b'yosef? Lord Rabbi Yehuda, several like your b'yosef. The Tanya, the Rebbe Ben Yisrael, was somach, this b'risa, which tells me, that you can't that there's a mitzvah of Bnei Yisrael Samchus and Bnei Yisrael Samchus, so it's a sifra, it's a drash on the sifra, and Rabbi Yosi and Shimon Omrim Noshim Samchus Rishus. So Rabbi Yosi and Shimon say no, that they could undertake that. So who's the Tanakhama, which says that they can't? That's what we're understanding the Machlokes, and the Tanakhama says they may not, and Rabbi Yosi and Shimon say they may if they wish. Mustam Sifra, money, Rabbi Yehuda, he. So the Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Sifra is the name for we have a halachic medrash on Vayikra, we have a halachic medrash on Bemidr and the Worm, it's drushes, but it's drushes of halachas, not of, you know, of Musa or whatever, or Gadatza. So the one Rashi referred to as Teres Kahanim. Rashi referred to the Sefer in Teres Kahanim. Teres Kahanim is another name for the Sifra. So the Sifra, the Stam Sifra, is Rabbi Yehuda. The name of the one in Vayikra is called the Sifra. The Midr and the Worm is called Sifri. Sifrei, really. But most people call it Sifri. If you're Yeshiva, you should call it Sifri. So, but Stam Sifra is same we have it. The Stam Mishnah was Rebbe Meir in general. When you had a Braisa there without any being attributed to anybody, we assume it was Rebbe Yehuda. Okay. So that's our Tana. What?
Sifra.
Yeah. It's Hirashi. Oseh Bechadoshes. The fourth line, third line, then the third line, the fourth line. The Chalalei in Shabbos, he says you can't wear new ones on Shabbos to carry them in, which is, you know, element of carrying on Shabbos. Uzuma Kameya Ba'almanin, it's just a Kameya. And then, it's just not a mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah, then you're carrying. Okay. Noshim Samchus Rishus, Dein Kan Bal Tosif. It's not considered adding on a mitzvah when you're not mechuyev. Mishum isur nami leka the ksever mat takshet nino. So to wear it on Shabbos. So he's going to argue that it's not. It's he's going to argue that it's not bal toisiv, because they're allowed to undertake something which that they're not mechuyev to do. So that would be the potential iser. And once it's not bal toisiv, then it's mutter, even if you're not mechuyev, because it's a taksha. That's how Rabbi Yossi, the more would suggest, Rabbi Yossi would allow it. Bezin does not have responsibility to stop these children from blowing on Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. The boy chinuch be mitzvahs, because they have a mitzvah chinuch. Hon noshim ma'akvin. It's not really chil yomtiv. So why do we? It says yotze tkiyah shayfer, but the diyas apash he chachma beda malacha. That these are not really malachas, and they really shouldn't be osur to do on yomtiv. Miu nirois kimoisifus. However, it looks like they're adding on. The issue is a bal toisiv issue. To put blow shayfer. And at the time we're not mechuyev to do, it looks like you're adding on a mitzvah. Stam sifro is teres kahana. So Rashi is learning the problem is that there's not the specific issue of blowing shofar in general, just it's a general issue, which Rashi takes as a thread between all of them. To do something which you're not mechuyev to do, it looks like you're about to isif. That would be the potential problem in general. So you have a problem of wearing tefillin, looks like you're about to isif. Or blowing a shofar looks like bal toisiv. In other words, he would say that a person who is not mechuyev can't undertake to do a mitzvah because it looks like bal toisiv. What?
A woman's been going up for the ragel.
Would be the same problem. Now, if it's not doesn't look like bal toisiv, let's say toisiv brings a question. You have the more talks about a woman sitting in the sukkah with her children. No, her children were chayiv in sukkah, and she was there to facilitate her children going to the sukkah. That's not a bal toisiv issue. Okay. Zot the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to go off into a new discussion, but it's going to bring it back to this brisa which we mentioned by chadoshes, tefillin which are chadoshes. Amar Belozer, hamoytzit tchelus b'shuk, a person finds threads of tchelus, and he can tell that tchelus is not any other dye, so that's not the issue. But the issue is the law is that for to use it for tzitzis, we require that the process of making the thread, the tevia of the thread, has to be done for the purpose of tzitzis. You require it to be a lishma. You need to make it lishma. So lashonus psulus. If you find fibers of tchelus which haven't been made into, so it's just like it looks like the wool still from the animal, the fleece, I guess. So it's called lashonus because it was like they would come out and it looks like long, thick pieces of fleece. So it's dyed tchelus. So the tzviya is lashonus apsulus, chutin is ksherim. So the tzviya, the dyeing of it, we don't assume that the person did it for the purpose of using it for tzitzis. They might use it. They want to put it, make dye that color and use it for a baguette. They made it into the chutin already. Ksherim. The Gemara says, "Mashna l'shoynus." I don't understand what the difference is. You find that when it's fleece, the omer adai to the glima savainu, that the person did it for the purpose of making it for a garment. So chutanami name adai to the glima savainu. So when it's threads already, so the same thing is true. Possible that they spin the fibers into thread. They did it for a garment to use to then weave into a baguette. More answers, b'shezurim. that you know we you notice that our tzitzis are multiply, so the act of plying it from one thread to multi threads, you don't normally do that when we're going to weave with it. But the tzitzis specifically, it requires that it has to be shazurim. It has to be multiplied. Right. So now, then that's why it's obvious at this point in time that the person did this not for putting it into it, to weaving a garment out of it, but he did it for the purpose of tzitzis. And where it says no, shazurim nami neima daita the sifsa the glima ayafinu. That you're right on the normal thread that you would use to make the garments, you would not use multiply thread, but for the edge of the garments, they would use multiply thread. So maybe the person was, how can you assume this is done for tzitzis? Maybe it was done for the purpose of for your making of a garment, but it was for the edge. Or answers b'mufsakin. They're cut into lengths. So even though theoretically you could have cut into length and then use it to make a garment, but kuli hai vade lo tarchi inshi. Person not going to go through such the amount of effort to when he wants to make a garment to do all the steps of the process beforehand. So when you're making the garments, you'll deal with it then. So we can assume from the all these steps of the process that have been done, it was made for the purpose of tzitzis.
I guess we're not choshish for like it's kelilon.
I guess the only case where the person could tell that he was able to tell the color.
It's that you can only tell through whether it's the permanence of it.
I don't know. Okay. Amar Rava. So we're making this is the Rav Elazar, the Amora saying that this is an assumption that we assume that we can get to a point where tircha for such would indicate the issue of tircha, which people normally wouldn't do, is considered a valid indicator. And that we're allowed to proceed based on that. The average person doesn't, when he wants to make a kameya, he goes to all the tircha making it like the shape of tefillin. That was an uncommon issue. We could probably assume it was tefillin. But the Bryce said before, you find one of the chadashes, you're not required to bring them in. Because of this concern, maybe you made a kameya in that shape. Now, that was a big tirchah to make a kameya in that shape, and it wasn't really necessary. Most kameyas, it was just like an extra touch which somebody would want to do, which was extraordinary. And we're chayshish for it. So why are you chayshish over here also for the banetzitzes? That maybe the person, was sevei it, and he was tov it, and he was shoser it. And he was mafsik it, not for the purpose of tzitzis. It's a possibility. So I don't see the difference. So that means the Mishnah and the Braisa would be kasha and the Balazar. So Reb Zeira la'ahava b'rei. So Reb Zeira told his son, Reb Abba b'rei Reb Zeira, "Puk tani lo, go and quote them." They had the question of Belozer's din. there's a braisa. It says, "Amoit tchelas b'shuk l'shelas p'sulin chutim u'psakim k'sherin." If he's saying another tereach, a person isn't tereach to do that for tzitzis. So there's a braisa which supports Reb Elazar. So Amar Rava. Says I don't get, the Mishnah says not like that. In other words, the Rabbi still feels that from the point of the Mishnah of being choshish that this thing looking like tefillin is really a kameya means the Tana that you might have found the Tana who says like that. Yeah, Rav Meir says like that also. Rav Meir says the Chadoshes are okay, but the Maaseh, the Tana of the Mishnah, and our Mishnah said not. So we're going to go with Stam Mishnah. So because you found the Brice who says it's okay, what did you gain? The fish. So he says, "I'm Rav Mishum the Tana le lo Ava Berei the Rav Zera," because. Abba Brei the Zera found the Brisa, so keep it Tolilo. I'm not sure exactly what the phrase means, but should we hang? Rashi says should we give him some jewelry to wear? You know, like okay, Shkayach. You know, you deserve to get Shkayach for that one, but not. But the more, but Yishan and some of the Chadosh is Potter. The Talmud just says not like that. Elam Rabba Tarech will a Tarech Tanoi. He Tarech says Maklagus Tanoim. Netanya, my way to Tefillin, Mechlis and Zug, Echad Oish, Echad Oish, Echad Chadosh, Echad Yishanis, Iver Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Oisir Bechadoshis, Mata Bishanis, Amar Sabra Tarachinish, Amar Sabra La Tarachinish, and our Stam Mishnah passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So Sir Belozer is not in a good situation. Okay. Rabbi Belozer said the case of Tchelis. Okay, let's see Rashi. The shinus semer sorek with tzavua. It's been combed out. The wool has been combed out with tzavua, and it's been dyed already. Psulis shem lo tzavu the shem tzitzis. Maybe it wasn't dyed for the purpose of tzitzis. We need that the process has to be done lishmo, including even the tzviya. You say maybe the glima tavate. Maybe when you made it, when you spun the thread, you also did it for the purpose of a garment. Larig man talis lasses man tzitzis. You want to weave a garment out of it. More answers that should. Shazarnu is tzavam that you multiplied them. Shazurim shein derech la'argam, which that you then don't use that for weaving. The Mor says, well, you do by besifs of the glima. The sifs of the glima shekein derech la'hasich shazurim b'swasoi shugdil. They would be mesach is the process of preparing the threads to put it on the loom is called the mesach. So you put shazurim on the edge because that's the, which is a gedil, which is a multiply. Nikabalaz simushu bachutim nikvarim uril. I'm not sure what Rashi is telling us with that. Moras himself in the kolyam letorah the lachzer velakoshim lahasachisam to make them to then cut them. And then retie them, and to be make them in the edge that you don't do. Rabbi said, "So he means you're making this theory, this conclusion based on the this observation of tircha. Chiyadim tireach lasses kamei, but he came to it. It's quite a extra tircha. Shalach chashid onlay memastis in the ktani chadoshes potter. The mekamei nino below mechal in Shabbat allow. You can't let them wear it on Shabbos." So Reb Zera told him, "Puktani luhu lahanak rabbanan debay mitrasha." The kasha lo b'Reb Elazar. The people who have questions of Reb Elazar's din, say b'shara lehem. Go teach them the following brisa. Sheesh biyadi brisa. I have the serve of brisa. The mesiyaya lay supports Reb Elazar. The mafarash the time of behedya. The brisa explains explicitly the fish ain't adam tereach. A person who does it not tereach. To do all of this for a stomach bag. Samora says, Kipi, Rabbi said it, so Shemagali should give him Kipi, his Magali is pearls, Lishachin and Nizamim, or rings, Bechenikr. The kippi is nizamim. Al kaponim, like you know, says, like, you know. So, do you want bells on your toes? I mean, you know. Echa Chadoshes, Shenam Tereyach. Remeir says we're not worried about him, the possibility of the person in Tereyach to make the Kameh in the shape of Tefillin. And Yehuda is. And the Stam Mishnah says, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Elazar would be connected to Rabbi Elazar. I'm just looking at Tosis now. Tosis over here raises the question, the Morris of the Menachah, only allowed to buy trailers from Minamuch, that's something which is known to you. Because there's potential problems of how to do it. So, how do you know that it came from him? Tosis says that since people which are not Mumchim, you don't buy from them. So anybody who's not a mumcha is not going to waste his time doing it because nobody's going to buy from him. So maybe that would answer the issue of Khalil and also. Okay. Nothing more. So the more is going to want to talk about this. The chadashas. Vahashta, this issue of Chadoshes. Vahashta, the Tani Avua, the Shmuel, Bar of Yitzchok. Now, the Braisa, he quotes a Braisa to explain what's called Yeshanas and what's called Chadoshes. Elo and Yeshanas. Kol Sheyesh Ben Ritzuais, Umakushoris. So, Yeshanas is that they have Ritzuais already, like Rashi said back in the Mishnah, already made in the fold, tied the way Ritzuas are supposed to be tied. You have the Shem Shakai in the Ritzuas. That would only be done for known tefillin. Chadoshes, Yesh ben Ritzuas, Velo Mikushoros. And there are Ritzuas there, but they have not been knotted yet. So once I have that brisa, so I can tell you the following: the kuliyama loy tarach inish. Even Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda agrees. No, Remeir agrees. Even Rabbi Huda agrees loy tarach inish like Rabbi Elazar. So the question is. So, why are chadashas a problem? The answer is because how in the world are you supposed to tie them on? There's no knot. The kuliyam b'latarach inish. The problem is that you have no way to tie them on. The Morris says, "What do you mean? V'lan vinu mi'anev, make a bow." Omer of Chista Zosemeris Aniva Psula Betfilin. Again, since you have to wear tefillin the way you're supposed to normally wear them, and Aniva is not acceptable by tefillin, so that's not that can that's why we don't have an option. So, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's taina that you have no way to wear chadoshes simply because there's no knot. It's not a problem of. Being choshes that maybe this is a kameh. Everybody agrees that the tircha to do this will not make sense, like Rabbi Elazar says. But there's a problem of you have a practical problem of an aniva. Abaya says, Abaya Omar, Rehudal Temeh, Damar Aniva Kshira Ma'ayasihi. No, because we have back to the Shabbos. There's chalak in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that of making a bow is considered an act of making a knot. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim hold that making a bow is not considered making a kesher, and it's not over this or of making of the malach of kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's making a knot. So you're pushing a problem on Shabbos. You can't make a knot. I mean, and Meir holds that making a knot is not a problem of kosher on Shabbos. So that's, so he holds that you can make a knot. You can make a bow. I'm sorry.
Bow is not a problem.
Moore says. So, time is an evik shir mal yasehi. You see, what you're arguing over here, the reason why we don't do this is because it's also to make a bow on Shabbos. Cholav hachi, anilu. But otherwise, you're comfortable with this idea of making a bow. But one Rav Yehuda braid Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei the Rav kasher shel tefillin lochel mashem misinayhu. There's a certain way it has to be made, and it has to be made as a kasher. So this discussion of making a bow doesn't make any sense. Some more answers. If Amar Rav Nachman benoyei on the bar, that you have to be, it has to be the ritzuas have to be facing out. It has to be nicker that you're making the rush, that you're making these letters there. Some more answers. The Anav Lahu Keeng Shiradintu. They would do an aniva in the. With the status of a bow in the same shape as making the kasher. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but so the more I felt that would be theoretically possible, were it not for the fact that Rehud holds it's also to make an aniva on Shabbos.